working at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShann. Parker, President, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we take you back to 2012 to celebrate the birthday of jazz violinist Stephan Grappelli with our special guest, Marvin Grunbaum. Dr. Pearl offers Stephen Colbert some sound advice, and Texas Governor Rick Perry checks into Serena's School for Scat for a little public speaking tune-up. It all happens this hour on 12th Street Jump.
Welcome your 12th Street Jump host, Pearl McDonald, and her ever-loving guy, Pete Weber.
What's up, my ever-loving guy?
Oh, my goodness. Good evening, you ever-loving people.
Hope everyone's doing all right.
Yes, let's get this thing started.
You know, I was thinking about how my New Year's resolutions have fallen apart, but Did you hear about the celebrity chef Paula Deen? Oh. And now she has diabetes and is endorsing a drug company that makes insulin. Yeah, her cookbooks alone are responsible for 82% of their business.
You know, speaking of celebrities, a 36-year-old man in California claims he's still a virgin, but has fathered 14 children through sperm donations. Question is, who does he send a card to on Valentine's Day? A paper cop?
And a very happy birthday to Betty White, who turned 90 this week. Her birth certificate is so old, the Roman numerals were actually made by Romans.
Oh, I hope you all are listening close, because we got a great show for you tonight. Let's get started with our own Nedra Dixon singing a Rodgers and Hart tune that Stephan Grappelli recorded, Thou Swell.
Thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand, let's kiss me pretty, let's hold my hand. Both thine eyes are cute to what they do to me. Hear me holler, I choose a sweet Lollapalooza in thee. I feel so rich in a hut for two rooms, a kitchen, I'm sure would do. Give me just a plot of, not a lot of land. Thou swell, thou witty, thou grand.
Good call.
Let's swear thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand. Let's kiss me pretty, let's hold my hand. Both thy mouths are cute to what they do to me. Hear me holla, I choose a sweet Lollapalooza in thee. I feel so rich, and I have for two rooms, a kitchen, I'm sure we do. Give me just a plot of, not a lot of land. Thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou free, thou swell.
This week, we celebrate the birthday of jazz violinist Stéphane Grappelli. Born in Paris, France, to Italian-French parents, Grappelli attended Isadora Duncan's dance school, where he developed a lifelong love for French Impressionist music. Taking up the violin at age 12, Grappelli studied music theory at the Conservatoire de Paris, while making a living playing violin on the streets of Montmartre.
Stéphane Grappelli rose to prominence with the Quintet du Hot Club de France, where he met another string sensation, Django Reinhardt. In 1940, a little-known jazz pianist by the name of George Shearing made his debut as a sideman in Grappelli's band.
Grappelli appeared on hundreds of recordings, including sessions with jazz luminaries from Duke Ellington and Oscar Peterson to Jean-Luc Ponty, vibraphonist Gary Burton, and guitarist Joe Pass and Bucky Pizzarelli. He recorded with Paul Simon and classical musicians Andre Previn and Yo-Yo Ma. Grappelli was also inducted into the Downbeat Jazz Hall of Fame, and he received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award.
Well, we are going to spend the next hour playing some of the compositions that made Stéphane Grappelli famous. To get that done, we're going to need a great jazz violinist. That would be our very special guest, the 12th Street Jump, Marvin Grunbaum.
Welcome to the show, Marvin.
Thanks.
Now, we're talking about Mr. Grappelli. What kind of an influence did he have on you?
Well, he was the swinginest cat back when I was in high school. I heard this cool stuff come out of violin, and between him and some other greats, I thought, you know, I gotta study this more seriously, get this happening. So, swinging.
He made you take notice. What did you hear in his playing that made you stand up?
Well, it was a challenge. It was, you know, great arpeggios, fast notes, but a very sweet, slick sound, and clean.
Oh, that's language I can understand. Now, you got to break it down for a common man like myself. Now, have you always been a jazz violinist?
You know, off and on, I play bluegrass. I kind of got into folk and bluegrass before I got into jazz. But for quite a long time, I've been a jazz enthusiast. Came to Kansas City to go to school. Ended up getting in the Kansas City Symphony as a viola player about 30 years ago.
Oh, 30 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh. So I think that's called job security at this point.
So I got a dual role going.
Okay, all right. Now, when we bring you in here to do Grappelli, obviously there's a relationship with the guitar man. Can you speak to that?
Well, you got to have somebody who's fun and solid, and because, you know, the violin's going all over the place, the rhythm's got to be straight and happening, and I got Clayton here, so I'm happy about that.
We are so lucky to keep you here and having you watching us and keeping us straight and happening. So we're going to get you on that music. Hey, Joe, what tunes are we going to start with?
We start with the Sonny Rollins composition. And this features Marvin, and I'd like to introduce to our listening radio audience a young man who's going to join us on many of these songs, doing the part of Django Reinhardt, Clayton DeLong. Here's Clayton and Marvin with Pent Up House. Thank you.
And now, for you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice, 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah, Montel, and Judge Judy all rolled into one. If Dr. Burrow can't help you with your problems, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
Our resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Okay, Dr. Pearl, our first letter is from Stephen in New York. He writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, I just threw my hat in the ring for the Republican presidential nomination. I know I'm a little late, but I don't normally wear hats. Some people think I shouldn't be running at all because I'm on TV. But hey, that didn't stop Ronald Reagan."
And I only have one wife. I'm not a zillionaire, and I can't find a coyote to shoot. Well, Dr. Pearl, what do you say? Can you help me?
I think I can, sir, because you're a fun guy, and people actually like you. And that's pretty important this campaign season, so don't worry about being late. I think we can get this job done for you. Let's do it. Okay, here we go, Mr. Steven. You say your campaign's serious, even though you jumped in late. Newt Gingrich is already picking out things about you that he hates. Be the Stevenator. Loosen up, it wouldn't hurt. And since folks are down on the French, call yourself Colbert.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Your audience always give you a fist pump.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
And now we're talking about you on 12th Street Jump.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Sir, you just got the Dr. Pearl bump.
Oh.
Yeah, that's truthy for ya.
Okay, our next letter is written in crayon and comes from someone named Blue Ivy. She writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, I'm not even a month old and already more people hate me than Donald Trump, whoever that is. They say I'm the devil's spawn, but hey, my daddy is Jay-Z, not Mr. T, and this dumb name is gonna put me in therapy anyways with Sasha, Malia, and the Kardashian grandkids. What am I gonna do?"
Well, first of all, Blue Ivy, I'm gonna tell you right now, Sasha, Kayla, the Kardashian grandkids are all doing quite well. And darling, you are way too lovely to be called anything suspicious. Your life is starting up and it's going to continue up, but I'll give you some advice on how to handle that name. Blue Ivy is a nice name. It is definitely not malicious. Folks really want to know, is your mama still bootylicious? Those folks out there are jealous, if the truth be told. They'd love to change your diaper because your poop is probably gold.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
You get what you got.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
And honey, you started with a lot.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
I know you're only gonna stay hot. Because look at your parents, babe.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Bye-bye.
So if you've got problems, Dr. Pearl's playing your song.
That's right. Blue Ivy's nice.
You know everything, Dr. Pearl.
I know as much as I need to know. How's that? Claim the universe.
All right. Well, if you're listening up out there, I hope you're having as much fun as we are. And I hope you stay close. Because there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
It sure is, babe. Back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Stefan Grappelli, we celebrate the birthday this week of Grappelli's longtime friend and collaborator, Django Reinhardt. Together, they started the Quintet du Hot Club de France, described as one of the most original bands in the history of recorded jazz.
Wow.
Reinhardt's most popular compositions have become jazz standards, including Minor Swing, Daphne Belleville, and Djangology.
At the age of 18, Reinhardt was injured in a fire that ravaged the wagon he shared with his first wife. While his family and neighbors were quick to pull him to safety, the third and fourth fingers on his left hand were badly burned. Django had to relearn how to play the guitar. The new technique he developed became his unique style of hot jazz.
Here's Marvin and Clayton with a tune that Grappelli and Reinhardt co-wrote, Minor Swing. And we'll follow that number with a jazz standard they recorded together, Sweet Georgia Brown. Thank you.
Public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Rick Perry and John Huntsman had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Mitt won't show his tax returns. It's causing quite a ditty.
A ditty?
A ditty. Mitt won't tell us what he made. You know, Pete, it's getting kind of gritty. Some say he wants to hide the fact that he owns all Salt Lake City.
Rick Perry said Mitt's lead was too much to surmount. Rick Perry said Mitt Romney was too hard to surmount. So he's going back to Texas, where he doesn't have to count.
Piracy problem, they took it to the media. The public didn't get it since they couldn't check Wikipedia.
On my next Italian vacation, you know I won't be taking any cruise.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Well, Johnny Burke wrote it, Stefan Grappelli recorded it, and now here's Marvin Grumbaugh to play it. Pennies from Heaven.
In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz. Yeah, jazz.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then check out this week's CD releases. David, what's going on in the world of jazz?
Wow, Pete, lots going on all around the globe. Jazz is no different.
Global jazz.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, next week on our show, Jorge Nia comes into town. Jorge Nia comes down from Omaha, and he's going to celebrate the music of Stan Getz next week right here on our show.
Cool.
And, you know, just yesterday, one of the great, great artists of all time, Etta James, passed away. Here's one. Let's knock one back for Etta James tonight.
Raise your glass to Etta James.
Great, great artist.
Absolutely.
New jazz out on the scene. Trumpeter Jimmy Owens, The Monk Project on IPO. Rocketing through the jazz world, being played all over the country. A new one from a new artist named Evan Cobb and the album called Falling Up. That's happened to me before. Several nights going up the stairs to my apartment, falling up. Weird. And Chick Corea, Further Explorations on Concord. Man, cool stuff this week in jazz.
The coolest. Now, besides Stefan Grappelli and Django Reinhardt, celebrate the birthday of trombonist extraordinaire J.J. Johnson and Juan Tiesel. You know, the trumpeter who inspired the Ellington Orchestra to new heights with Caravan, one of my favorite songs. And speaking of trumpets, we remember the birthday of Blue Devil Hot Lips Page, as well as vibraphonist Bobby Hutcherson and Gary Burton. A happy birthday this week to saxophonists Bob Mincer, Benny Golson, and Jimmy Forrest. Pianist Paige Kavanaugh is celebrated this week, along with one of the best love songwriters of all time, Antonio Carlos Jobim. It all happened this week in jazz.
You live like jazz, and you got, oh, such class. So I tip my hat and smile like crazy man, wild jazz.
We'll be right back with more 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Here is something I did not know about Django Reinhardt.
What's that?
His family made cane furniture for a living. Imagine that. Furniture from a Godfather's pizza box?
No. You're thinking of Herman Cain furniture.
Oh.
That's the stuff with 9 legs, 9 arms, and 9 cushions.
Well, speaking of Republican furniture, have you seen the Mitt Romney chair?
Uh-uh.
It changes into a bed, a couch, and then changes to a coffee table, and then a futon.
My favorite is the Newt Gingrich love seat. It seats 4.
He wishes.
Then it folds out into a bed, bro.
You know, let's stop and bring Marvin back along with Clayton to join the 12th Street Jump Band on Making Whoopee.
Thank you.
Clayton, that was beautiful.
Been doing it all night long. Now, we'll be back with more music in just a minute. But first, Pearl, have you noticed how a lot of people in the news today have trouble speaking in public?
That's because they don't know the universal language developed by leading jazz musicians to get them out of trouble.
How do these guys explain to their wives why they get so many funny Valentines? It's something they call scat.
Scabba-da-bop-bop-boom.
And there's no better place to develop those skills than right here at Serena's School for Scat. Right, Serena?
Scabba-da-dabba-da-dabba-da-da-ba. Oh, yeah.
And in 8 short weeks, Serena can have you scatting like Dizzy Gillespie reading a Chinese phone book.
Why, Mitt Romney could have turned those awkward gaffes into votes and laughs if he'd let Serena show him how.
$10,000 bet. You're fired!
That, Serena, is a bowl of scatatooie.
Hey, Rick Perry. You wouldn't have had to drop out if you took this tip from Serena.
Did he say oops? EPA. What he say? Count to 3.
That's Serena's School for Scat. You know, it's too bad Ron Paul didn't call Serena first.
Hates Obama. Marijuana. Gold is better. What newsletter? No chance in hell.
Oh.
So take a tip from Serena. When Sarah Palin opens her mouth, it's time to scat.
Bye-bye.
All right, here's David and Nedra with Marvin and Clayton and the band performing the Ellington Standard, It Don't Mean a Thing.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Don't mean a thing. All you got to do is sing it, sister.
Makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Hear that rhythm, everything you got. Don't mean a thing if you can't get that swing.
Do I 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 do
No, it ain't the melody. No, it ain't the music. There's something else that makes this tune complete.
All you gotta do is sing. Do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a.
But it ain't no difference if it's sweet or hot, yeah.
I know it does.
I'll give that rhythm now. I'll give that rhythm everything you got.
Don't
mean a thing.
Everything I can do is sing it.
That's our show. Thanks to my co-host, Pearl McDonald, this week's special guests, and the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on drums, Tyrone Clark on bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supply the vocals, and Chad Mize records and masters the show, with help from production assistant Brenna Hayes, and Brett Schlegel, well, she uploads the show. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang, and produced by Ian York for Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now, check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places, and be sure to join us next week for Public Radio's Jazz, Blues, and Comedy Jam. Till then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods. That's where it's always jumpin'.